Hello. Let's join Fred Kuhn in another problem-solving interview.
Welcome. Thanks for joining us. Our topic today is the value of executive coaching for transitioning military leaders. Our guest is Jason Runcoroni. Jason has a great background. He's a retired lieutenant colonel, former battalion commander, 21 years duty active service, 33 months deployed in Afghanistan, and a graduate of West Point. Jason, welcome to the program.
Fred, thanks for having me again.
So there are transition specialists, advisors, facilitators, recruiters helping find veterans jobs. Why would somebody need an executive coach?
Well, there's a lot of people out there who are all helping, and they're all tremendously valuable. I think that a coach is particularly valuable to the senior military leader because much of the formative years that that leader has spent out there doing things in the world, they've been doing so within a culture that has really formed their habits. And psychologist Joe Dispenza has, you know, written several books and done a number of talks where, you know, his point is that by the time you reach the age of 35, your personality is 95% formed, which means that you need the other 5% of your conscious intention to set a new path for yourself for the second half of your life, because most of that has been formed through the military. And one of the things that a coach can do is a coach can help you develop that self-awareness and help you kind of break some of those habits of being the soldier so you can be a better form of yourself as a leader out in society. So that's one of the things that I think a coach can do that is distinctive from some of the other people who are helping you with, to be honest, a lot of the mechanics that go into the transition process, whether it's the resume writing, the networking, the career search protocols. The coach's job is to work on you. And after you've spent, you know, 20 to 30 years of conditioning through military service, you've earned the right to make that investment into yourself so that you can take everything that you've learned through the military and repurpose that into something that's more empowering after the military.
There may be a discussion separate from this on how do you select someone who really can give you good advice? Because there's so many people out there that think they know what is involved. And like you said, it's the mechanics of it as opposed to the strategy of it. So any thoughts about that?
Well, I think that any coaching relationship is very personal. And who you get advice from, I think, is likewise very personal. And so a lot of it, I think, is built upon a relationship that you develop with whomever that you want to take advice from. And a lot of times you gravitate towards people who have been successful and we want to have their success. But to be honest, a lot of times their success may not be the thing that we are uniquely looking for. And really the hardest part about transitioning is that ability to kind of recognize who you are when you're looking in the mirror and you're not wearing that uniform anymore. And that's a level of introspection, which is very vulnerable to yourself. And if you're being honest with yourself, it can be extremely uncomfortable to identify the things that really interest you and the things that you want to do. And, you know, that's one of the potential values that I think a coach can add to the relationship as you're kind of stepping off beyond the military.
The uniform provides a shield. It provides a brotherhood or sisterhood. It provides companionship. It provides knowledge of hierarchy. It provides structure. It is really an incredible insulating factor in the lives of those people who are in the military. But those protocols are not the same in the private sector. They're very different. And adjusting and understanding those, first of all, gathering knowledge about what those are and are not, and then figuring out, does your strategy match here or here? Very important, I believe, like you said, to have someone who knows what they're doing guide you through this process.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of times, one of the ways that I've made an analogy to kind of what you need when you leave the Army is by taking a look at what you needed when you joined the Army. You know, most of us had exposure to some form of a drill instructor who helped to really kind of indoctrinate us into the culture, the training, and the education that was essential for military service. One of the challenges is that after you spent, you know, 20 or 30 years and you formed such deeply rooted habits as a result of that culture, now you're expected to essentially land in another country, you know, that civilian society, and expected to adapt relatively quickly. And some people, to be perfectly honest with you, they do extremely well. And they're able to really kind of move on the fly, and the transition is relatively seamless for them. But for others, and you know, I think this might be more true of people who have had a number of deployments in their history, you know, that transition can be a bit more challenging. And the purpose of a coach is to help you to develop strategies for your future. And I think that that is a valuable asset to potentially have, you know, for you as you kind of step off into that civilian life.
Yeah, the DI I had was named Sergeant Figgy, and his statement was always, "Son, that's a personal problem. Suck it up. Move out." That was the that was the indoctrination to get up and go.
Well, and I think that that was, you know, on purpose.
Oh, sure. Oh, absolutely.
We're going to tear you down, and we're going to force you to rely on your brothers. And so you've done that.
That's right.
And now they're not there anymore, you know? And so you've got to be confident and comfortable in your own skin. And everybody's going to select a different strategy for how they do that. You know, there are great mentors out there. There are great mentoring programs. I think that there are a lot of number transition specialists who can be remarkably helpful to you to help realize that about yourself. I think one of the things that is distinctive is really the value that a coach provides to that equation, which is, you know, somebody who's professionally trained at helping you to uncover those blocks that are keeping you from seeing your ideal version of yourself.
You know, it's like my dad used to say, the purpose of a university of education is not so much the education, it's knowing where to go and what questions to ask and how to find the answers. And that's the value of it. And it's exactly what you just said. It's knowing what kind of questions you need to ask, even knowing what you don't know. I mean, you don't know what you don't know, right? So learning what questions you need to ask in order to find answers that are right for you, that requires a coach. It just does. They're professionally trained at doing this, and they're good question askers, I think.
Well, I think that one of the things that happens in transition, and one of the things that I've always heard people say is, well, you got to start transition early. And that comment frustrates me for really one reason, and that is, if you've ascended the ranks and you're now a battalion brigade commander, your entire life has been predicated on this idea of selflessness. And so to expect at the very end of your service that all of a sudden you're going to change and now you're going to worry about yourself, understanding that you have this immense level of responsibility for other people, is, to me, it's just not realistic. And I think that's why, to say that, you just need to take the time to do all that. I'm not sure that that is really what most leaders will do, even knowing that it takes time to transition. And a lot of it deals with exactly what you were just talking about, which is that you don't know what transition is going to be like until you're actually out there and you're struggling to talk to your neighbors and you're struggling to interact with your coworkers and you're feeling like you don't really know what your boss is asking you to do. And your kids are going to school and they don't know how to interact with the other kids because they're asking, you know, hey, did your dad kill somebody in the war? And it's a question they've never been faced with before because they're used to going to school with kids who are from military families. And now they're going to school with a bunch of kids who aren't. And right. None of these things are done with ill intention. It's done because you just don't know what you don't know.
That's exactly
until
right.
you get out there. Mm-hmm. So being confident with who you are, your own sense of values, your own sense of purpose, your own sense of direction, and knowing not what you need in life after the military, because you've sacrificed too much for that pass-fail standard, but let's set the intention for what you want. And man, that is a real difficult question to answer.
Sure.
And one that I think, you know, a professional coach can really help a transitioning service member with.
Folks, we have spent a wonderful 15 minutes with Jason Roncoroni. I urge you to look at his bio and get a hold of Jason on our guest bio section of the website. That's it again for Workplace Strategies. Jason, if I invite you back, would you like to come back and talk about some more subjects?
I would love to. Thank you very much, Brad.
Thank you for being here today. Really appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Thank you for visiting with us. We welcome your comments and suggestions and look forward to having you join us soon at Workplace Strategies.